is the starting lineup on the new home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
The CFL Board of Governors meeting will commence later this week in Banff. Not a bad spot to go hang out in the winter.
Good location.
You'll find a good winter destination in this country. You know what? Going to Banff isn't a bad spot, especially on the company dime. Joining us on the line, the new president of the BC Lions, Rick Lalisher, with us. Rick, Happy New Year. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
First things first, I guess a lot of people wondering with attendance where it's at BC Play Stadium, for Lions and the lack of fans over the last few years, I guess the million-dollar question for you right out of the gate is, how do you get young people engaged into going to the park again?
Social media. That's a big part of it. I think the younger crowd certainly operate a lot different in this generation, and social media is a big part of it. And once you get them at the park, then making sure that they have a great time and that they come back.
So you mentioned social media. In what way? What is it that you plan to do to try and change that?
Well, I think it's all an interaction. It's utilizing video and Instagram and live chat. There's a number of things, I think, that get out to the social media crowd, in particular the younger crowd. And that becomes really word of mouth. Once somebody's had a great time at something, those things move along pretty quick via the social media way at 24/7. It's a different model altogether than it has been in the past.
Are you planning on bringing in people to do that? Is there some hirings that you want to do to try and create a better social media stream of channels?
Yeah, I think we're going to look at certainly expanding it. And, I'm just getting my feet wet and finding out and talking to the people that are there already. And from that, there's some very good people at the Lions. And by working together and then maybe adding some staff here or there, I think that's the way we're going to head. And it's not going to happen overnight. And, of course, it also really helps if you've got a good product on the field playing exciting Lions football.
Rick Lalisher, the president of the BC Lions, with us here on Sportsnet 650. Rick, you come in with a lot of experience having been a president in the Canadian Football League in the past, overseeing the Edmonton Eskimos, and at a time when they were Grey Cup champions as well. But I guess there'll be some skeptics that'll say, well, you know what, he doesn't have a lot of cachet in this marketplace. He doesn't have a lot of experience here selling the game or here in the Lower Mainland in Metro Vancouver. What do you say to that?
I think they're right. I don't have experience in that market, but I have experience in the CFL, knowing all the different markets. Being on the Board of Governors for 10 or 11 years in the past, I recognize that the whole Lower Mainland market's different than Edmonton, and the whole sports market's different. But I've got to learn that, and I'll certainly undertake to learn it pretty quick. And then my job will be to lead the team on the business side, getting out, meeting people, calling on accounts, calling on sponsors. And, there's no magic to it outside of rolling up your sleeves and getting at it. As I said, you won't accomplish it overnight, but I think we want to head in the right direction day after day.
There's been lots of talk, and it's been widely known that David Braley will eventually sell the team. He said not for this year and possibly next year. So are you considering this a short-term job or a long-term job?
Well, my agreement is with David, and I'm there as long as he wants me there and as long as I want to be there. So, I don't think I'll look at a long-term career. If David happens to sell the team this year or next year or the year after, whoever the new owners are, we'll talk about a transition, and then we'll just have to see what happens.
So, Rick, on that note, how do you ask a fan to buy into something when you've got an owner that has made it known that he wants to sell the team, and now a president that's here until maybe the team sold or maybe not sold? There just seems a lot of uncertainty continuing with this franchise. So why should you ask the fans to commit to something long-term when it seems that the owner and yourself aren't committing long-term?
Well, I think I can bring a lot of things to the business side and then bring people along. I think the long term is David and Wally made a decision on Ed Hervey. And Ed's a very capable general manager. And he'll be there for the long term to put the proper product on the field that will play exciting and competitive CFL football.
Rick Lalisher, the president of the BC Lions, with us here on the line. Rick, before we let you go, you know, there's been nobody talked about when it comes to the CFL over the last few months more so than Johnny Manziel. And, you know, him and his agent have recently set a deadline with the Hamilton Ticats to try to get a deal done at the end of the, by the end of the month, or maybe they start looking elsewhere. But do you think Johnny Football or Johnny Manziel in the Canadian Football League is good for the league in your mind?
I don't really know. I think any time there's a player that people talk about, whether it's him or anybody else, the existing players in the league, that's good because then people want to come out and see them. I just have heard the reports in the last 24 hours of what his agent said, and that'll be up to Hamilton, and they recognize they have to deal with in the salary cap, so that's their baby to deal with.
Your GM has gone on record here on this show to kind of say he wouldn't be interested in a guy like Manziel, but what about you for selling tickets? I feel like that would be a win to at the box office, wouldn't it?
Well, it could be. You just never know. He really hasn't proven himself yet. I think Ed knows exactly what he wants in his plan, and he'll move forward in that. You know, I've known Ed and worked with him long enough to know that he's tremendously focused. He's a hard worker, and more than anything, he wants to win. And that's the way he's headed to put the team on the field that'll play exciting Lions football for the fans to get excited about.
Rick, appreciate you doing this morning, and thanks for doing this. And we'll catch up again soon as the season gets closer.
Okay, talk to you later.
Awesome. That is Rick Lalisher, the new president of the BC Lions, talking about ways to try to pack the dome once again, and it's social media. That's the answer in his mind.
Sportsnet 650.